Michael Motion is one half of the performance duo The Alchemedians. His partner is Bob Berkey. But our critic at large, Laurie Stone, recently saw Motion in a new solo act, and she has this review.
Michael Motion is part juggler, part magician, part dancer, and part sculptor. He's been dubbed a new vaudevillian. The recent work of other new vaudevillians, particularly that of the clown Bill Irwin, has become dreary, really exercises in frustration that point up the artist's embarrassment about arousing pleasure and awe. But Motion isn't embarrassed, analytic, or postmodern. In his 90-minute solo, Michael Motion in Motion, he uses the means of art, especially visual, abstract art, to give us something fresh and original. He lets us see his rapture and invites us to share it. He gazes at crystal balls with the love that a dog person lends a pet or a parent a child, and we're reminded that there is no getting over the beauty of certain natural facts. He juggles flashily, two balls in each hand, then four in the air at once. A single ball is allowed to roll down an arm and under his chin, then glide across his hand and around his fingers so it seems weightless. The ball appears suspended in place as Motion dances away from it. The image makes sport of time, aging, the pull that etches lines on the face and draws blood from the brain downward. In the course of the evening, Motion cavorts with hoops of varying sizes. He balances one 8 feet in diameter on his lip. Metal rods zigzag like crazed compass points. A pliant form suggesting a bicycle tire by Dolly is juggled like a giant piece of pasta, and two solid S-curved shapes become elk antlers, then designs that look like calligraphy. Despite the high-toned press coverage Motion attracts, his work is playful, improvisational. Early in the show, he works with silicon balls, bouncing them on the stage and against the walls of a huge triangle. The ping sounds the balls make alternately accompany and counterpoint David Van Tiegem's Lissom electronic score. Sometimes the balls move so fast they leave comet-tailed afterimages, and the collective effect merges computer graphics, percussion, and juggling. Sometimes the balls weave patterns that surprise even Motion, but he isn't unnerved by accident. It delights him as much as control, and a good deal of his magic comes from the tension established between discipline and improvisation. Physical skill grounds him, affording the peace that makes experiment possible. Technique is the raw material with which he shapes his art, and he looks to other practitioners, not to appropriate an identity, but for roots and knowledge. Fan dancing and Lowry Fuller's light shows are remembered in his pieces. Working with sculptural forms whose shapes he keeps changing, Motion alludes to Kandinsky, Clay, Miro, and Calder. The same week I saw Motion, I went to a show of Richard Diebenkorn's paintings at the Museum of Modern Art, and I was struck by the way both artists show their fascination with geometry, physics, and architectural forms. Diebenkorn does it with erasures and pentimento, Motion with increasingly complex variations on themes. Both strive for originality by playing and testing until a new image is truly wrought. The majority of performance artists use ideas as starting points and hit walls. Motion begins his work as a boy tossing a ball against a wall, and his abstractions, always grounded in the physical reality of gravity and light, inspire wonder.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.